USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with private sector leaders to discuss modernizing U.S. infrastructure to handle cybersecurity threats. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying roughly 500,000 cybersecurity jobs around the United States remain unfilled. The withdrawal of American citizens and vulnerable Afghans from Afghanistan is continuing. This comes as the White House says it's still on track to meet President Biden's August 31st deadline to pull out the remaining American forces from the country. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan evacuations.
What is happening is just a dismantling of what we have had with our partners and allies to defend against this war on terror.
USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
At least 10 school boards in Florida are defying Governor Ron DeSantis' executive order banning them from issuing mask mandates amid a spike in COVID-19 cases due to the Delta variant. Governor DeSantis arguing there's not much of a difference between districts that are enforcing mask mandates and those that aren't.
You don't see any major differences between the districts that are following the law and the districts that are breaking the law, you know, with respect to this. So I would just say that we're in a situation where I think parents can best apprise that.
A new USA Today Suffolk University poll has President Biden's job approval at 41%, with 55% disapproving. Among independent voters, his job approval has fallen to 32%. Overall, he is just under 50% approval. Approval on COVID-19, 39% approval on the economy, and 26% approval on his handling of the Afghan withdrawal. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Moderna is looking for its coronavirus vaccine to be fully approved by the FDA. The Massachusetts-based company asked the FDA for priority review after submitting the necessary documents. Full approval of the vaccine would cover those who are 18 and older. Moderna's application comes days after the FDA gave its blessing to Pfizer's vaccine. Republican lawmakers are continuing to speak out regarding the evacuation mission in Afghanistan, many believing the mission has been botched by the Biden administration.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News President Biden's blunder is making history that will be remembered for decades.
You know, when history looks back at this moment, and it's going to look back at this moment, this is going to be a big deal for decades. This is going to be covered as one of the worst catastrophes in American foreign policy history for two reasons. Number one is failure of this administration to anticipate what they should have known. And then the botching of this evacuation of this entire process. This is the way the process should have worked. Okay, what Joe Biden should have said is, we have these people and we have this equipment, and we're going to get it out of Afghanistan, and we'll leave once we have all that stuff. And anyone who gets in the way, including the Taliban, who tries to stop us, is going to be killed. You will die if you get in our way. Not August 31st, and not September 1st, not August 29th. Not a date, a goal.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.